I'm Emily Foster.
And I'm Deanna Raphael.
And we're too damn young
to be this damn confused. I thought TBT stood for Turn Back Time.
I thought Zendaya was a new fad diet.
Is it pronounced meme or mem?
We don't know.
But we do care.
So we are talking to youths to hip us up to what's happening.
OMFG is a shot of pop culture Botox that will, fingers crossed, keep us young and fresh.
And super of the now.
We're doing this for us.
But we're also doing this for you, because let's face it,
you're probably pretty clueless.
Hi, Deanna.
We have a groan coming on, Emily.
Shudder.
We have a high-class groan.
Oof.
We have comedy legend.
Legend.
Jason Mantzoukas, who I think is so hilarious.
I do, too. And he's, like, oddly everywhere. I feel like every movie I watch, he's there. TV shows, he's popping up.
I just saw him on a bajillion dollar listing Kulop show.
Amazing.
And oh my God, he plays this perverted photographer. He brings a lot to a scene.
Yeah.
You know, he's not coming in soft. He's bringing the heat.
A lot of energy around that man.
Yes, absolutely. You might know him from Rafi on The League.
That's right.
He's in The Dictator.
The gross brother-in-law character, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep.
He's in The Dictator. He was... Sleeping with Other People? Is that a movie? I feel like I just watched and I feel like he's in.
I'll take it.
Who knows?
And he's on
Could
How
be making
Did This-
that up.
And he's on How Did This Get Made, which is one of our favorite Earwolf shows with June Diane Raphael and Paul Scheer.
Amazing. And he's gracing us with his presence. And let's see. I feel like he's going to have some great insights for us.
Yeah, I know that what I'm really fascinated by is he's not on Twitter.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if he also is not on other social media, but I kind of want to hear about why.
Yep.
What he's learned not being on these sites.
I'm pretty sure it's because he's Amish, but we'll just confirm
that. Yeah, we'll find out.
All right, let's bring him in.
Great.
OMFG! Well, we've got him.
I can't believe it.
We've been fishing for him for a while, and he finally landed in our sweet, sweet laps. It's Jason Mantzoukas.
Hello, ladies.
Well, wow. Hello.
Look at this. Come on.
Such
We're having a great time already.
Having a lot of fun.
I mean, before the mics went hot, guys, we already have had a very interesting conversation.
Too bad you missed it.
Yeah. Sucks to be you guys.
We won't tell you anything we talked about.
Nothing. Butt cheeks was mentioned. FYI. Lots of butt cheeks.
Have you seen them out lately? Just FYI.
Just butt cheeks and Jen?
Mm-hmm. Like almost like a cleavage for the butt.
Oh, I see what you mean. Well, I feel like that trend was much more prevalent during low riding jeans. And I feel like now the trend for women is high waisted jeans.
Right.
Which is correct. A look that only women find attractive.
Yes.
I think that, I mean, is that controversial?
No, I mean,
high waisted jeans,
sad.
I believe to be something that women are like, this is an amazing look. That guys are like, what's going on with girls' jeans right now?
Right.
It's a kind of, you're a girl who likes a high waisted jean.
Do.
That's what
sure.
just, that's
I
just
do.
What hit, you know,
I get
hit
it.
Her right
in the cooter.
It's hard
hit
because
me.
they don't flatter the leg. It goes up the waist. It's
totally.
A granny look.
It is.
Mm-hmm.
But I get stylistically that I feel like women like that look. It is a look that I feel women admire on other women.
Correct.
But I feel like no guy's ever been like, ooh, look at the high-waisted jeans on that lady over there. Maybe I'm wrong.
Like, no, when you
Maybe
say
I'm
it,
wrong.
It makes so much sense. It just has never occurred to me that may not be something
it's
that
like,
men are looking for.
It's like I'm never like, ooh, check out that girl over there, the one in culottes.
You know, and I think it also, you don't have an ass when you wear a high-waisted jean, you have a fanny.
True.
That's very
it
true.
Fanny,
true.
It
well,
gives
it
you
is,
a fanny.
That is, I will say, high-waisted jeans, I feel like, is like a ass-hugging
yeah, I feel
denim
like my
situation.
Looks better in them.
Yes, I think butts, I think that's what women
yeah.
like about them, is that it is a butt thing.
It is a butt thing. It is definitely a butt thing. And I feel like, for me, you know, I'm very short. I have very short legs.
Very. How tall
and
are
it
you?
Elongates.
Literally.
5'3".
5'3".
Yeah.
It elongates. I get that. Yeah,
right.
Sure.
So I get to feel a little bit taller for the day.
Yep. Yep.
So thanks for crushing all her good
wait,
feelings
although,
with her.
Wait, I'm going to show you guys something so fucked up
okay.
right now. So pregnant, right?
Emily, your bump is giving me life right now.
This?
The elastic?
Speaking of high-waisted.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
These go
Those go right up. Right up to your tits.
All the way to the titas. Because it's supposed to, like, cover and support your bump or whatever. I mean, I'm not in need of that at the moment. I can fold it down. But I'm always wearing these just, like, laughing at how high-waisted these are. These are high-titted.
Yes.
Yeah. That's high-titted the latest trend. Legging. High-titted That's maternity like, leggings. Yeah.
It's like when your waist is right under your tits.
That's right. Where it should be.
Guys, we're really right into it.
So, Jason, we talk to these youths day in and day out.
Oh.
We're mired in, so much nonsense over here.
Do you know any youths 25 and under?
I don't really.
Snapchat's their world.
Don't understand it.
Have you looked at it?
Nope.
Okay. And we're fascinated with the fact that you are completely, might I ask, are completely off of social media?
Yes. Yes.
No Facebook?
Yes, I don't have Facebook.
No Instagram?
Correct.
No Twitter?
Definitely no Twitter, that much I knew.
Mm-hmm.
No Grindr?
No Grindr. Not on Grindr. No, none of it. I'm on none of it.
Where you ever on it?
Truthfully, I've never been. I was just going to say, I was not on Friendster. I was not on MySpace. I've never participated in any of the kind of social internet, spheres that have existed.
And why do you have such good self-esteem that you can just not need that validation from the externals?
I don't know if that's it, or I just, for some reason, when it came up, I kind of was like, I don't care. I'm not that into it. Like, the things that initially made social media attractive, like the when it was the MySpaces and the Friendsters and those type of things, the idea of being able to reconnect with people and stuff like that, I was like, I'm pretty connected with the people I want to be connected to. I don't necessarily want more of that. And so in kind of opting out at that point, then none of the later iterations seemed that attractive to me,
Right.
Twitter, I get why people like Twitter, and I get why people like Instagram. And I also understand how the value in how people use them as, in our industry as promotional devices or as ways to like workshop jokes or whatever it is you want, or a further opportunity to put your voice into the world. None of those things really interest me that much either. If people want to hear me say dumb stuff, they can listen to How Did This Get Made? Or you know what I mean? It's not like people are like starving to hear what I think about things, So anyway, it just never seemed that imperative to me to log on and tell people or hear people or whatever.
Right. I mean, it's sort of, I feel like Twitter especially is, a comedian's tool for so many people. It's how they've kind of come up.
Sure.
Some of these younger folk.
Oh,
like
totally.
Like a Shelby Farrell who we had on.
And
she's a young person.
She's a young person who got discovered off the Twitter.
Yeah.
From like, was she in San Francisco? Or I don't remember,
NorCal?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. But I mean, it's kind of refreshing that you are such a funny man off the Twitter.
I mean, I guess so. I don't know. I mean, it is a strange thing to me. But I also recognize that having now taken myself out of it, I have institutionalized obsolescence in my life.
Right.
I am just not part of things now.
Right.
Which is foolish in a lot of ways. I have stopped myself from evolving in a way that most people are continuing to evolve.
For instance, you mean, like, is there something specifically that a friend of yours has said to you that you're like, wow, I've missed out on that experience?
I've missed out on, I don't have specifics, but I missed out on the, and I don't care to have, but I've missed out on the collective kind of moments that people are having.
That's true.
Societal kind of, everybody tweets this, or everybody's obsessed
like
with this, or like things that happen that are happening in that realm, I'm just like, I don't know about.
Right. It's fun to
and a lot of those
watch
things,
the debate and join everybody in a live tweet and kind of get everyone's thoughts as they're coming in and participate
or
in
when
that.
People are like, oh my God, who's so funny on Twitter is person blank.
Right.
And I'm like, oh yeah, well, I'm sure there are really cool people doing very funny things that I would have to now seek out and figure out a way to go and check out.
And how are you even getting at it?
Exactly.
You're not.
Exactly. So, yeah, I think that in those ways, you know, like I feel like for like so long, I feel like my dad was like, oh, I don't need email.
Yeah.
And I was like, well, no, you should have email. But it was just like not in his, he didn't want to have it.
Sure.
And eventually he did and whatever. And now,
Does he text?
He does.
Okay.
Enough. Yeah, totally. Yeah. But not like, not a ton. He's not like a super texter. But like, yeah, if we're supposed to meet for dinner, I can text him like I'm running 5 minutes late and he'll be like, got it, you know?
Okay. Do you text?
And then a dick pic, which I'm like, buddy, come on.
Not another.
Yes, I text.
Okay.
I text. Yes.
Like,
I
text, where are we at?
And I'm, you know, I'm on all the AOL bulletin boards.
Some of the things, you know, the one thing I feel like you're missing out on is all of the love that would come your way in terms of people thinking you're so hilarious and so funny and getting all of that accolades. And I will say that there is a real, it is fun to get likes. It is fun to get a retweet and hear from someone, you know.
Oh, yeah.
But then there's like the backside to it or the flip side where you can hear such.
I prefer the backside.
High-waisted backside.
Yeah.
Fanny time. Where you're just getting, there's, I'm sure you've had friends who have gotten, you know, ripped apart
on
social media.
Of course.
It's brutal.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's the thing, though. Like, I feel like if you, it's a dangerous thing to be like, if what you're seeking is the validation of the internet, you're going to have it. You can have it via these, you know, Twitters or Instagrams or whatever. But you're also opening the door to nonsense, to people who are going to criticize, especially something that's like so subjective as comedy. For me to be like, put something out there and say, this, I think this is funny. There's going to be certainly, if I'm doing my job right, there are going to be plenty of people who are like, you're right. That's hilarious. And there's going to be a whole lot of people who will be like, I hate you. You're garbage. And you have to be cool with that. And if I feel like you have to be like, really, if you're going to, it's one thing to like have a Twitter. It's one thing to be a non celebrity person who has Twitter.
Right.
If what you're doing as like a as an individual in the world, whether it's Twitter or Instagram or any of these things, is publishing your thoughts or your pictures to your friends and family, that makes sense to me.
Yeah.
You know, like those people I don't think are getting like, you know, thousands and thousands of random people following them. It's like a microcosm of their life. But if any of us does it, you're asking for fans to be waiting to hear what you have to say. And then when you say it, some people are going to be like, thumbs up, you're great. And some people are going to be like, ah, fuck you, I hate you. And that, I think, is just like part of, you just have to have a thick skin for that, I guess. And none of it seems that interesting to me.
That's why you're not really on it. You're afraid of the negative backlash.
That is the impending negative backlash. Uh-huh. That is like, Jason Mantzoukas, not funny. Jerk.
Well,
total jerk.
That's a great segue because I wanted to share. I have not, you know, you've got a lot going on. We've got our little OMFG podcast where we have mostly nice things that people send our way.
Yeah.
You know. But I did do Don't Get Jealous.
Uh-huh.
I did a Domino's commercial. Calm down.
Boom.
Please calm
down. Huge.
Just relax. I can't take.
Do you have Domino's for life now?
Unfortunately not. But
maybe
that's
fortunate.
Right. Oh, I like the thin crust. I did take a look at some of the comments under the YouTube, like Domino's posted.
Sure,
I just thought I'd rattle through a couple of my character who's currently on, you know, mostly on the ESPN. You can catch the channel.
So I like that you're plugging ESPN so that people will notice your commercial when it plays.
I have to do what I have to do, okay? No judgment. I would punch that cunt in the face. I eat a lot of salad. They're promoting their new salad line.
Got it.
I would punch that cunt in the face, tell her to go eat the lawn, and still get a pizza.
Huh.
Sure.
Now, can I ask you a question?
Yes.
When you were doing the commercial,
correct,
was your character's name cunt?
Sally Soul Smasher.
Sally Soul Smasher?
Yeah.
Soul Smasher?
Yeah.
That's interesting.
Well,
okay.
Because everybody wants a pizza night except for she wants salad.
So you are like
a soul smasher.
Got it.
For
okay.
Pizza lovers.
So that's why the reaction is negative.
Right. But I mean, I'm just enjoying the salad.
But to be honest, I have not seen the commercial and I don't know the campaign. But just that little bit of an explanation, I kind of want to punch you in the face.
Yeah, yeah. And call her a cunt.
And make you eat the lawn, quote unquote.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. I don't know what that means.
I don't either, but it sounds like erotic.
A lot of
a lot of greens.
A lot of greens. Yeah.
Some wheatgrass.
No, I got her out of those high-waisted jeans and then ate the lawn, if you know what I mean.
There was, you're not here.
It's getting there a was little too hot.
Grass on the field.
And then she ate a pizza.
Yep.
Then we got the a little pizza chain. Oh, my goodness. Pepperoni. Okay. Then we had a little chain going by Solar Plexus 5. She's enjoying... I love...
Okay, but here's the thing. You are now giving trolls name recognition on a podcast, which is all trolls want, is to be recognized.
Solar Plexus
that's like
5
a heckler.
Is not going to find this.
That's like a heckler, because a heckler, every time I've ever experienced doing a show and somebody heckles, they always wait until after the show and are like, that was me, I was helping. Hecklers always want the recognition, because that's horrible. Always think... I did something. I was part of the show, too. And I feel like trolls, that's what they're provoking, is a reaction. That's why you reading their name is, like, emboldening them.
We're going to bleep it out, then, just for fun.
She's enjoying that salad way too much. Now, this is a chain that got activated from his sentence. She's enjoying that salad too much. For real, man, I'd hate to be married to a chick like that. Instant divorce. It's not the salad she's enjoying. It's the iron-handed grip she has on the souls of her husband and children to make them do as she wants that has her smiling like that. True. Cunts like that deserve to die. I should know. I live with one.
like that's...
A lot.
A lot.
It's a lot.
That's like... And I mean this... That's a Domino's pizza ad. Right? That's what you said it was, Domino's?
Yeah. Domino's.
That's a Domino's pizza ad is engendering such insane reactions from viewers.
Death and cunts.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's just, I think, like, what's the worst, most awful thing to say, you know, is the threats of true violence or the true name calling, that kind of, I feel like that's just part of it.
I want to do one more, guys.
Please.
This is just
Let's get into it.
And this one, I have to say, it's got 5 likes underneath it by Ken Sniffy Jr.
Mm-hmm. Once again. Me. Just giving, just
Ken
patting.
Ken Sniffy Jr. is not going to find OMFG.
We'll see.
We'll see. But this one, Mom's Got Great Tits.
Nice.
You know, that was a lift.
That's
after
like a pat on the back, so to speak.
It felt great. After, you know, cuntity, cunt, cunt, cunt.
I get that.
Cunty, cunt, cunt.
Yes, sweet tits.
It felt like.
Why not?
All right, we're back.
And guess what? You know how she's got those great tits? By eating salad.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's right.
Some grass-fed titties right there.
You know, like organic farm-to-table titties.
Exactly.
Stupid.
Exactly.
So stupid.
Malone.
Oh, yeah, but that's the thing is, like, I feel like if you looked up any video.
Yes.
There would be, kind of like, the most benign video.
Right.
If you looked it up, somebody would have something horrible to say about whatever.
Yeah, there's always something. Somebody's got a beef.
Yeah, and the internet gives them a venue to voice it.
And I feel like who's looking for a Domino's commercial? I'm looking on YouTube because I wanted to see it.
Right.
You know, and I wanted to see if I had comments. I know why I'm looking.
You looked because you were like, how do my tits look on this commercial?
I was working on
Sally Soul Smasher.
Eating salad, just pressing them together.
I mean, I will say I felt great. I did feel... great about my tits in that commercial. Like, they look good.
By the way, I'm going to go look at this commercial. I'm into it. Like, tonight at, like, 1:30 a.m., I'm going to be like, what's going on?
I think you should go to the YouTube page.
What's going on?
Maybe leave a message while you're there.
Yeah. What would your handle be?
Oh, who knows?
Yeah. Not at that hour.
Yeah. Probably something like, you know, Jimmy Tits Looker or something like that.
Jimmy Tits Looker. So I did find some, I mean, maybe we should share. We did find some really nice comments about you. I know you're not looking,
looking
for anything.
Let's hear
but
it.
Emily's got a few.
Let's hear them, Emily.
Pure brilliance. Every verbal morsel is putrid gold.
AndyKid-1. I'm going to give them all out.
What is that in regards to? Do you know?
The league.
Oh.
Yeah.
All right. Got it.
Yeah.
Putrid brilliance?
Yeah.
I don't mind that.
Yeah.
I'll take that.
Yeah. Why not?
Then from Wilco Girl 7.
Ooh, Wilco Girl 7.
First of all, tight the subject. Hope this guy blows up soon. So she's really like wanting, you know, yep. everything.
She wants she's on
board.
For you.
She's on board.
She's so on board. He's also sexy as hell. I'm seriously attracted to him.
Wow.
Yes.
Wilco Girl 7. You know, but to be fair, Wilco Girls 1 through 6 think I'm ugly as shit.
And this one, the subject is Jason Mantzoukas. Not gay. Not Canadian. And they have this to say about you. That I have to say that if I didn't know better, I would have thought he was both from just listening to the podcast that he has been on.
Sorry. Oh.
Sorry, a little femme at times. And I hear the Canadian out and abouts from him.
So this person thinks I'm a gay-nadian.
Yeah, major.
But they know you're not either.
But they know I'm not either. Interesting. I'm curious why that matters to them. Interesting. Well,
can you say I'm going out?
I do think that I can. People will ask me if I'm Canadian sometimes because I feel like in covering a slight Boston accent, sometimes I can overcorrect and sound like Canadian-y.
Is it when you say like I'm coming out of the closet?
I don't know. I don't exactly.
Dad?
I'm coming out of the closet.
Okay, just checking.
Yeah.
You know.
That's funny.
So that's what you're missing out there. I mean, you got a lot of love.
All right. Oh, I'm certain if I was on any of these things, I bet I would be getting lots of very nice things from people, but I bet there would be a lot of people who are very mean too. Right. I can't help but think.
And how is your self-esteem? Seems rock solid.
Pretty good.
You don't need
I don't mind.
Outside.
I don't Here's the I think that to be doing our job correctly, some people have to not like us. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Like, what we're putting into the world. You know what I mean? Like, my comedy or whatever. Right. Like, I think that, like, I'm so happy that, like, for let's take How Did This Get Made as an example. I love doing that podcast.
Great.
I think it's wonderful. I think it's funny. I love our group. I love doing it. And I think if people are to listen to it, I think a lot of people like it. And I think there have to be people who are like, it's not for me.
Right.
You know, otherwise, if it's for everybody, I just think it's not as interesting. And I think if, you know, or I think if people are like, oh, I love June and Paul and I hate Jason or some whatever. Like, I think that the taste has to be, I have to be comfortable with people not thinking I'm funny because some of them have to. Some people have to listen to me and be like, not for me. It's not my taste or too crass or too whatever.
If you're getting just, you know, a bland, he's good.
Yeah.
Then you're not getting, you're not evoking emotion.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. And that's true. Like, I feel like I want people to either be like, I'm obsessed with that guy. I think he's hilarious. Or I don't like that guy. I think he's terrible.
Right.
You know,
right.
I would not want I don't want most people. I would not want most people to be like, yeah, he's good.
Yeah, he's fine.
Yeah. Which one is he?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know exactly who you mean, but if it's the guy, I think. Because usually when people are like, people don't usually not know who I am in terms of like, nobody I feel like is like, you know, he's Rafi from The League. And people are like, I don't know who that is. I've watched The League. I've never heard of that character. People are like, oh, that guy? I hate that guy. He ruined the show.
Oh, really?
Or they're like, oh, that guy? I love that guy. He's amazing on the show. That is, there's no kind of, I feel like in those aspects, there's never like a, I'm not sure who that is.
Right.
Which I'm happy. I'm happy to both be making the show for some people, and I'm sorry, but I'm happy to be ruining it for some people.
And I hate to go back to my work as Sally Soul Smasher.
Please.
I hate to just look back at that again,
please.
But I do feel like I was eating that salad in a way that did make people feel a lot, and for that I did my job.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Jason, I'm joking. I want you to know that I am. He's looking at me so sincerely with so much.
No, you have the evidence.
Like, but he's like, I feel bad for her that this is her reference.
No. You have the evidence.
But I mean,
there are people out there who are like, I hate this cunt.
Yeah.
And there are some people, right, who are like, sweet tits on this broad.
Right.
By the way.
You did your job.
Yeah.
Job
well done.
Thank you.
See, and I'm sitting here like, I've never even put myself out there in nary a pizza ad or or delightful sitcom to even get any feedback.
Well, Emily, you're a writer. You're
That's
not
true.
Putting
I'm,
that facet out there.
I'm a little behind
there.
The scenes.
Yeah.
But, sure.
And a producer.
You know, still, it's like it's noble and it's nice, you know, that you guys get these comments and you can
is it noble
savor them.
I don't know that it's noble.
It's very.
It
noble.
Might be foolish.
Well, that too. That too.
So maybe we should take a quick little break.
Let's call it that. Let's call it what it is.
Let's call it a break.
And then we're going to come back. And I want to find out some things.
Yep.
Hold on. Okay. Very cryptic.
Yep.
Very cryptic.
I stand behind that.
But I suspect when we come back, things will be found.
Tease of the century, folks.
We'll be right back. OMFG.
Ooh, Deanna and listeners. Today's show is sponsored by Howl.fm.
Attention fans of Andy Daly. Andy Daly is back in podcast land as Hoot Gibson, Vegas Cowboy.
This four-part Howl original presents the incredible true story of a real Western hero of the 20th century. Okay, let's say partially true. We won't say which parts, though.
The show features an all-star cast including Matt Gourley, Weird Al Yankovic, Rachel Bloom, Paul F. Tompkins, and many more.
To listen to Hoot Gibson in over 150 hours of exclusive Howl miniseries, go to howl.fm/OMFG and start your free trial today.
After your full month of free trial, it's only $4.99 per month to get all this exclusive content on your iPhone, Android, and on the web.
Just go to howl.fm/OMFG to get started.
And you can find our series there as well.
Enjoy!
OMFG.
And we're back.
Oh my God, look at this.
It feels so
good. Oh my God, it feels great. I felt so out at sea being...
On break?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, I was lost. I genuinely was lost.
So we see these guys and they... God, I would say for the most part, socially awkward feels like a good
general. Even if they're like very handsome... Seemingly to come in with no wits or sense about how to be around ladies.
Yeah.
Or no gentlemen. Game. No game.
No game. And it's like...
Well, wait. How old are we talking? Like, are we talking about like teenage boys?
No.
Or are we,
no, we're talking like
25 and
okay,
under.
Got it,
like 20,
got it.
Maybe 20 to 25.
Like millennials.
20 to 27. Yeah. Millennials. That's their whole world. And we're in these millennials.
You know, they're a little bit like... You know, they're definitely just more... Just physically presenting awkward, like kind of shrugging and head down, you know, kind of looking sheepish a little bit.
Yeah, doesn't seem like there's a lot of testosterone, a lot of.
Well, I feel like, I don't know, and this is interesting because I feel like young people are, maybe I'm just entirely wrong,
ahead.
But are living a lot, frankly, on their devices. Just like heads in phones.
Yes.
And I wonder, I mean, obviously, there's, I'm sure, like a million things that have probably been written and talked about already about this. But I do feel like, in all likelihood, like social skills may have atrophied. You know, like it's a lot, I suspect there's a lot more, like maybe if you were to have engaged those young men in texting, their game might have improved.
Lord knows I tried.
Really?
No.
But I'm wondering. Like, I wonder if their text game is better than their in-person game because their in-person game isn't necessary anymore. People aren't out. Young people, and I'm sure plenty of young people are like, you're an idiot. That's not true. But I don't think they're out socializing, meeting people, going through the machinations of, hey, I've just met you. Can I get your number? Blah, blah, blah. And like the key to getting a girl's number is to beforehand be charming and interesting and be a good somebody who would then the woman would be like, yeah, I will give you my number. This conversation was just interesting enough that I'm curious about more versus I think now, I mean, I suspect a lot of romantic interactions are brokered online, are the result of your Tinder, Hinge, Bumble, Raya, OkCupid, Grindr.
Really got a lot of them.
Lot of
the
them
Thrinder.
Thrinder?
That's for threesomes.
Really?
It's Tinder for threesome.
Shut up.
True story. You Coffee have, meets bagel.
Yep. How do you know all of these?
I have friends.
You can't even access them without a Facebook account.
I've never accessed them.
Oh my.
But I know what they are because my friends do them, or they are like, frankly, a lot of the dating ones advertise on like podcasts and stuff. Right. So I've heard their apps. But Thrinder, I heard exciting. As a bit that somebody was talking about and then was like, it's real. And then I looked it up and it is a real thing. I didn't look up the app. I looked up if it's a real thing,
and it is.
Clearly Googling right
Ashley
now.
Madison, of course. Ashley Madison, back in action.
It is.
Yeah.
Great.
It's now marketing itself as not where you go to cheat, but where couples go to have an adventure.
Oh, brother.
Move over, Thrinder.
Yeah, exactly.
Was your email address in the hack of Ashley Madison?
Of Ashley Madison? No, it was not. I never signed up for Ashley Madison.
Okay. I got a lot of judgment because I put... I don't know if you know this, but any man that I knew dating a friend of mine or married to a friend of mine, there was like a search. I searched all of them.
Really? And did you find anybody?
One.
Really?
Someone you might know.
I thought you were going to be like, it was your husband,
no.
Emily.
No. I would tell you so quickly. You have no idea.
Did you tell?
No, because I'm not close enough.
Got it.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Got it. But you're close enough to have... specifically searched his name.
Because I thought, you know who I bet?
Ooh.
Got it.
It was a suspicion.
Yep.
Well, that's fine.
But you don't feel compelled to tell his wife? Is he married?
No, because I don't know her that well.
Oh, okay. So it's not like a good girlfriend of yours is husband.
She would know so quickly.
You have no idea. Do you think she knows?
Probably.
Yeah.
With the little I know of them, yes. I feel like, would she be shocked?
Correct.
No.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
So I guess it's all good.
Probably.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I
feel great about it.
I mean,
I don't know. I am, the older I get, the longer I know married people, the more I see a true variety of how marriage functions.
Oh, totally. Right.
And the more that I watch successful relationships chart their own path in a way that is theirs and theirs alone.
Love that.
And that to me, I'm like, that is how marriage should work, says the guy almost 44 and single. but that is how it should work. It should be, we're going to chart this together. It's not about like, this is how it works and we both got to get in line for that.
Right.
This is our thing that we build it.
Right.
I love that.
Yeah, me too.
Hearing what your thoughts were on how to like get a number.
Yeah.
Hand to God, I know you're probably not looking to make some extra cash, but if you are.
Yeah. How much?
Gajillions.
Whoa, gajillions?
Gajillions.
That's not a number,
It's not a number, but it sounds like a big number.
You could teach a master class.
Just from that?
I'm not joking. These men's... need you.
They need you.
You know what? Based on the fact, perhaps they do, but I think young people are doing just fine.
Okay. You're not worried
about
having
all the sex that my generation never had. And all these kids, all they're doing is having like threesomes and orgies, and there's like a real fluidity to everybody's like, we're just going for it. Mm-hmm. Everybody's fucking everybody. Nobody's in like monogamous relationships. And I know what I'm saying is hyperbolic sounding, but I feel like when I talk to younger people, they're having lives that that I don't recognize from when I was in my
20s. Right.
You know, it just doesn't. I feel like they're having the next iteration of like the 70s.
Well, I do agree with you that they're not in monogamous relationships. They're just, that seems to be true. We don't see a lot of people in a relationship.
No.
But maybe I'm wrong. Maybe we're not seeing the right kids, but I don't think they're having that much sex.
Oh, maybe not.
I mean, the one thing that I will say that backs up what you're saying, Jason, is that, you know, ladies, I feel like, are more liberated
than
when we were growing up. Mm-hmm. Because when we were growing up, it was like, oh my God, he's not going to respect me. I don't want my number to be too high.
Sure.
There's so much shame around that. And I think girls now are like, who the fuck cares?
Sure.
If I want to fuck, I'm going to fuck.
Yeah.
And I love that. But, you know, I think that's probably adding to the fuck society in which you've so beautifully painted for us.
Yeah, I'm speaking from a vantage point that is observational. Like, right. I feel like I'm looking backwards at people living their lives. Neither do I feel like it's my life, nor do I feel like I understand any of it. Like, it seems, what's interesting is it, and I think this is kind of awesome, is kids, young people's lives right now don't appear to me to look very much like my young life, you know? And my young life, I do think, looked a lot like my parents' young life,
right?
You know? And I think that this is interesting.
It is.
That there is, like, and I feel like my parents' generation, like, my parents are like the baby boomer generation, and theirs was a trend, because I don't think my parents' life looked like their parents' life. Mm. Those two were very different.
Right.
Like, the transformational generation that is the free love movement of the 1960s, the, you know, that leads into the 70s, and all of that stuff, I feel like, is our parents' generation. I think that our generation was more conservative, mm-hmm, than they were in a lot of ways. And I feel like the younger generation is way less. I feel like they are more like, I don't know. They just seem wilder. Maybe that's crazy.
I don't know
either. You guys are the experts.
I know. I don't know, but maybe we're looking at the wrong ones.
Well, no, I think both of what you are saying can
be
true.
We've experienced, right.
Like, I think that men don't have as much game, mm-hmm, in the ways that we expect it.
Right.
But they might be getting laid.
Here's the thing.
I think you nailed it.
Men, yes. I think everybody's getting laid, and I think people don't need to have game.
Yeah.
I think, you know why? Because I think people can learn a lot about someone before they even ever talk to them.
Right. I just heard it.
You don't have what? The
about.
About.
I heard, yeah.
Via social media, yeah, and by looking at people's Instagrams and Twitters, you can have a sense of who somebody is. So no longer is it a face-to-face, or you have to call, like, you know, you have to call and talk to someone on the phone for 45 minutes as a getting to know you,
right,
component, you know? And now you can text someone to be like, hey, you want to go out? You know, and part of that can be because we already know, because we've seen all of our online nonsense. So I know you're into me, or you're into whatever. Like, I feel like that is, like, that the game element of it has been almost taken away. People don't need to have a physical getting to know. I mean, I'm sure people do, and I'm sure people meet and fall in love and all that stuff. There's, I'm sure, plenty of people on the message boards right now. They're like, you sound old. You don't know what you're talking about. I met my boyfriend, blah, blah, or I met my girlfriend, blah, blah, blah. But I do think, like, the ability to gather information and the amount of information that people put into the world just takes up a lot of space in people's romantic pursuits.
Yeah, there was somebody, a friend of mine a young girl, telling me about, she's in her 20s, about
about
it is very interesting when you're interested in somebody, you have so much access.
Yeah.
There's nothing new. Especially if there's someone who's posting every day, which most people are posting something,
sure,
every day. So there is nothing new when you meet up.
Yeah.
You have nothing new to tell the other person.
Well, you don't need – here's what this kind of thing takes away is – and which is, again, and I apologize to any listeners who are like, this is old people conversation. Mm-hmm. But what all of this ability to delve into people's Twitters, Instagrams, so forth, Facebooks, everything is, it takes away discovery. You know, mm-hmm, like, if you and I were to meet – and get to know each other, I would have to discover all of those things.
Right.
But if Emily was to be like, I want to set you guys up on a date, here's each other's info, and then I did a deep dive on you, I would know that you
had great tits.
You had great tits. I would know that you went on vacation to, right, Costa Rica last year and went to surf camp. I would know that you had a boyfriend for 2 months last year and then, or that your engagement broke up because, you know, there's pictures of you a year ago, you know, we just got engaged, but now you're going on a date with me. Like, I would know any specifics about you that I would have to otherwise discover by talking to you. So now you're a known quantity. And so it's almost like the conversation is pretense.
It is. And there's also the element of I've crafted this vision of myself over the last 2 years or whatever it is.
For better or worse.
For better or worse. I've decided these are the things you're going to see about me. And this is the light I want to be seen in, which could be true or not true. So there's that level of it too, which is just.
It's like the new padded bra, really.
Sure.
You think the boobs are a certain size, but then you get to actually
you get in there,
touch
and you're
them
like,
in there.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, they're fakey fakes.
But I do think, like, and that's only going to be more and more true. You know, like, we're still in the infancy, I feel like, of social media. You know, like, the idea that there are things like Snapchats or things the new things, right? But at a certain point, I suspect there won't be too many new things. They'll just be, I'm going to go out on a date with this woman. I'm going to look at the last 20 years of her Instagram. You know what I mean? Like, that's going to be a thing.
Oh, my God.
Like, can you imagine, like, looking at talking to, like, a 20-year-old now and jumping 20 years in the future and being like, look at their pictures now. Ugh. And be like, 20 years from now, what if everybody still had access to this? That's wild. I mean, it would be interesting, and I think it would be, like, a fascinating – but I think it would be fascinating for that person to have access to those pictures from – like, I would love to take as many pictures of my life as people who are on Instagram do, simply so that I would have a record of my life.
Right.
That, I think, is valuable for – it would be valuable for me.
You.
But I shudder at the idea that it would be valuable for everybody.
Right.
Like, I would not want those – I would not want to live in public that much.
No.
You know, I think that would be difficult.
I think it's very rock and roll to take yourself out of it, and I admire it. I just took myself off of alcohol and caffeine for about – I'm at about day 10 right now.
Oh, wow.
That feels very rock and
roll
over here.
That seems very impossible.
It seems impossible, but I think, you know, if I can do that, I can cleanse myself of social media. I won't, but –
I don't think, unless you have a problem, like a problem with any of these things, then I think in moderation, any of them are useful.
Right.
You know, like any of them are valuable in your life. You know, I think, again, I'm not on any of these things, but I'm not like here to be like, social media is bad.
No.
Get out of there. You know what I mean? Like, I think it's very valuable and I see people use it to great effect. You know, I just don't want to do it for myself, but I'm not going to proselytize that people shouldn't do it.
Totally.
Amen.
Love your take on it all. I feel you are a needed voice in these troubled times.
I don't know that that's what I want, but all right, thank you.
I mean, I needed it. I need it. You know, it's refreshing. It really is. It's like a
Well, if you
Shasta.
Were to take yourself off of it, if you were to exorcise yourself from that world, would you become nervous that you wouldn't know if your tits were good or not?
Yes.
Oh. You would?
Right?
Oh. Yeah, I'd be like,
is anybody going to say anything?
Anyone?
I mean, your poor husband.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Jason, we did it.
We
really did it, guys.
We did.
Thank you so much. And just to clarify for people, you're from Toronto? Or?
Yes. Okay. I'm from just outside Toronto.
Okay, great.
A beautiful little town.
Just hope we could solve a lot of that for people here today.
Yeah.
Okay, good.
Yeah. It's a total myth that I'm from outside Boston. I am really Canadian.
Okay, good.
You guys have busted me.
Yeah. Well, you can't find him anywhere except the work he is doing, people. Listen to How Did This Get Made with June Diane Raphael and Paul Scheer. Great.
Wonderful
two
people.
Great folk.
Wonderful people.
Meh. You know.
Just kidding.
Anything coming up, Jason, we should look out for?
I mean...
Anything fun?
When will this come out, do you
think?
Couple
weeks.
Yeah, I mean, like, I pop up here and there on Brooklyn Nine-Nine.
You sure do.
And so that might be happening currently when this comes out, or maybe it just happened, I'm not sure exactly. Yeah, that's about it.
And then
check out the podcast and so forth.
So it's hilarious.
Thank
Love
you
it
for
so
having
much.
Me.
Thank you,
so
Jason.
Much.
OMFG! Well, those bosoms are still here. What a nice rack. You cunt.
That's how I want you to greet me every time you see me. Bosoms are straight. You can cut the bosom. Just nice rack, you cunt, would be a great.
Oh, I'd be delighted to actually have an excuse to say that to you.
Yeah, I actually would be delighted. By the way, I was thrilled with every single comment. I kid you not. Because I don't get them. Because I'm not living that life. Right. So it was every see you next Tuesday was a goddamn delight.
That would tickle me. But you said something that stuck with me, however, about the boobs when you were like, I knew they looked good.
I did.
Which is, I'm just going to share this.
Go ahead.
A feeling that I have never had. I've never known.
Oh.
Because I don't, they're not ample enough to even consider how they might look in a situation. You know what I mean? Like, there's nothing to show. So I wanted you to know that that is a specific and wonderful thing that you had.
I'll take that.
Right?
I'll take that.
Yeah. And then you got the confirmation online.
God bless.
You put it out. And then. You're like, they look great. And then it came back.
Okay.
It's good.
I'm not mad at it. It was fun. I mean, if you take the salty, it's nice to have a little sweet.
Mm-hmm.
I love Jason Mantzoukas.
Oof.
I feel he had a fresh take on living in these troubled times. Mm-hmm. I think he's rock and roll. I read on Don't Judge Wikipedia that he always wears white Oxfords and a white Oxford shirt and jeans.
He did not disappoint.
I was like, I wonder if he does. And then what walked in?
Do you think his closet is just like all white Oxfords, or is it just one shirt?
You know, whatever it is. I feel he's consistently delivering on a brand, which is, it's like zero frills.
Mm-hmm.
He's not messing around on this internet, busying himself with nonsense.
Nope.
He's not messing around in stores, picking out this and that. He's consistent. Nope. He is working on his shit. Mm-hmm. He's funny as hell. Mm-hmm. He's super talented, and that's where his focus lies. He's not diluting his brand with nonsense. And I appreciate that.
He is gay and he is Canadian.
Stop
and
he's
coming strong.
Whoa. He's not gay and Canadian. P.S. Or maybe he's. No.
We don't know.
But I really, really enjoyed Jason on the show. And I think we needed his take.
Agreed. I also think his voice is fantastic.
Yeah.
You know, and I hope he'll come back sometime and visit us here and bring us more insights.
Me too.
I am Emily Foster at Frida Foster.
I am Deanna Chang at Deanna Raphael.
And we are OMFG at OMFG Pod.
And, you know, thank you guys so much for just hitting us up and being our friend and giving us all the info that you do all the time on the social meds, because we are looking at our comments.
We're true.
If there's anything you want us to unpack on the show, let us know. We'd love to hear your ideas.
Mm-hmm.
And thank you so much. We have Miss Jackie Ostick,
mm-hmm.
who said, thanks to OMFG Pod, I've started watching at Younger TV. So she started watching the show Younger. Thanks, ladies. It's a great show.
It's, you know, God bless. It is my favorite. And That show is basically the life we are meant to lead, but we're not. I'm just going to shout out our email address, which is omfgdeannaemily@gmail.com. Give us a shout. We will maybe perhaps one day read one of your emails out loud. What a treat.
Bye-bye.
OMFG.
There is a creature that stalks your inbox while you sleep. The ear wolf. Once every fortnight, this lupine beast sneaks across the internet carrying only a newsletter featuring exciting podcast highlights, fan art, live tour dates, in-studio photos of stars like Mel Brooks and Susan Sarandon, and sneak peeks of podcasts yet to come. If you want these valuable treasures, all you have to do is invite it in by going to earwolf.com and subscribing to its email newsletter, and then wait for the earwolf to visit.
This has been an Earwolf production, executive produced by Scott Aukerman and Chris Bannon. For more information and content, visit earwolf.com.